Hey, good morning. Today's daf is Arachan daf Yud Aleph. We left off on daf Yud Amud Beis at the two dots all the way on the bottom of the Amud. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer very much for his continued sponsorship and support of the shiur and our shul. So today we are going to discuss the clay shiur. We're going to discuss a little bit about the various instruments that that the Levium and also that others, as we saw in the Mishnah yesterday, used to play. There was a three-way machlokas in the Mishnah as to who used to play the chalil and who used to play the flute, whether it was Levium or whether it was Yisraelim Yuchasim or whether it was Avdei Kohanim. So we're going to discuss that a little bit more, and then the majority of the daf is going to focus all on the concept of shira, on the concept of the shira that the Levium would sing that would accompany various of the nesachim that were brought along with the karbanos. What types of karbanos required shira? Karban yachid, karban sibor, and olas nedava, and olas chova. And we're going to talk a little bit about the concept of shira. We're going to end with the discussion on today's daf with a little vignette about the shira that the Levium were singing at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we're going to try to figure out how exactly they were singing, why they were singing shira at the time, and how exactly they were singing the shira that they happened to have been singing at that time. So again, it's all about shira. Happy topics. So says the Gemara Yud Amud Beis all the way down at the bottom of the Amud, last line on the page. So Amar Rava Bar Shila Amar Rav Masna Amar Shmuel. So it says Rava Bar Shila Amar Rav Masna Amar Shmuel Magrifa Haya BaMikdash. There was a magrifa, a shovel, in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm translating it as a shovel because Rashi says Sheba Garfen Es Hadeshen HaMizbeach, because with it they would clean out, they would scoop up the ashes on the Mizbeach. Vidilhu Kain Kuf. So it's shaped like the Kuf because it was a shovel. It has a base kibul. And Tosfa says, well, it doesn't really make sense that it's talking about a shovel, because we're going to see in a second, the second we turn on to Yud Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to tell us how many different sounds this shovel used to make. We all know that a shovel is not the musical instrument, so what in the world are we talking about? So Tosfa says that there must have been two types of magrifa in the Beis HaMikdash. One was a magrifa, which was really a shovel, which was truly used to clear off ash from the top of the mizbeach, and the second magrifa was a form of musical instrument. Okay, so says the Gemara. So there was this magrifa in the Beis HaMikdash. Asar nekavim ayuba. There were 10 holes on it. Kol echad vechad motzi asar mine zemer, and each of the holes was capable of making 10 different types of music. Nimtzeis kulam motzia mea mine zemer. So all told, 10 times 10 is 100. So the magrifa was capable of making 100 different sounds. But masnisatana, we have a brisa that says he ama, the width of the magrifa was an ama, vigavoa ama, and it was an ama tall, and it was also very, very long. That's unsaid by the Gemara, but it was very, very long. Vekata yotze semenu, and there was a handle that protruded from the magrifa. Ve'asar nekavim hayuba, and there were 10 holes in it. Kol echad motzi mea mine zemer, and each of the 10 holes would bring forth 100 different sounds. Nimtzeis kulam motzia elef mine zemer. So all told, 10 times 100 is 1,000, and the magrifa would make 1,000 different sounds. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak v'simanech, and the simon for which of these mamarim teaches us that the magrifa made 100 sounds versus which of the mamarim told us that the magrifa makes 1,000 sounds is that masnisa guzma. The brisa or the mishnah is exaggerating. What does it mean exaggerating? So here there's a machlokas among the mafarshim. Does it mean that when we say that it made 1,000 sounds, is that necessarily an exaggeration or not? So there are some say clearly it's an exaggeration because there's no way that one musical instrument made 1,000 sounds. Others say no, doesn't mean that it's an exaggeration. All that it means is we had two different statements. One statement which was an anonymous statement that said that it made 100 sounds. The second statement which was attributed to a brisa that said that it made 1,000 sounds. So not that the Bryce is exaggerating, but if you want to know which of the Mamorim attributes a greater number of sounds to the Magrifa, it's the one in the Brisa, because the Brisa tends to go big or go home. It always tends to go a little bit bigger. Says the Gemara, "Avde kohanim haya," and the people who played the flutes in the Beis Hamikdash were avde kohanim, and there was this three-way machlokas in the Mishnah that we alluded to a moment ago. So says the Gemara, "Lema ba kamiflugi." So let's say they're arguing about the following: the Mandi Amar Avadim Ayu. The Mandi Amar says that the Avadim, the avde kohanim, used to play the flutes because of our ikar shira bepeh. They obviously hold that the ikar shira, that the mitzvah that the Levim had to sing, was actually to sing with their mouths. The kli levzume kolahu davide, and the kalim, the instruments that accompany the shira, were only there to enhance the experience, to enhance the sound. And therefore, it turns out that the playing of the instruments wasn't an integral part of the shira, and therefore it didn't have to be done by Levim. It could be done by Avde Kohanim. Umandiyam are Levim are you, but the Mandiyam are who says that they were Levim because of our Ika Shira Bekli. They all know that the shira is part, and the shira Bekli is part and parcel of the mitzvah. And if it's part and parcel of the mitzvah, who has the mitzvah to do the shira, to perform the shira in the Beis HaMikdash? That's the Levim. And therefore, it's the Levim who have to play the musical instruments. V'tizbara, but let's try to slice this machlokas. Rabbi Yossi, who said that the instruments were played not by Levim, not by Avdei Kohanim, but rather by Yisraelim, Yuchasim, Mike Sover. So this seems to be like a middle shita. It's like, they can't be an Eved, but they're also not Levim. But it shouldn't really make a difference. If the playing of the instruments is part of the mitzvah, then it should have to be Levian. If the playing of the instruments is not part of the mitzvah, because Ikar Shira is Bepeh, and the playing of the instruments is simply to enhance the musical experience, so why they have to be Yisrael and Yechasim? L'chaora, they could have been Avadim as well. So Mike Savar, Ik Savar Ikar Shira Bepeh, Avadim Sagya. So it doesn't make sense that he would require Yisrael miyuchasim. Says the Gemara, Liolam ksavar ikar shira bepeh. Really, he holds ikar shira bepeh, that really the only type of shira that must be performed by the Levim is the singing. What they're arguing about is if they see somebody on the duchan, on the stage, playing the musical instruments along with the Levim when they're singing, are they going to make any assumptions about the guy who's on the stage? So Mandi Amar Avadim Ayu, the Mandi Amar who says that the players of the flutes could be Avadim, Ksavar Ein Malam Miduchan Lola Yuchzim Velola Maisros. That just because we see somebody on the stage playing the musical instrument does not mean that we're going to make an assumption that he's a Levi. Neither for the purpose of Yichus, we're not going to assume that he's a regular full-fledged Jew, nor for the purpose of Maisros. We're not going to blindly assume that he's a Levi for the purpose of giving him Maisros, and because we're not going to make any assumptions about the people we see on stage, not even as to their lineage, there's no problem putting an Eved up there, because there's no Takala that's going to come from it. Mandi Amar Levim Ayu, the Mandi Amar says that the people who played the flutes had to be Levim, Ksavar, Malam Miduchan, Bein Liyuchzin, Bein Lemaisros. He holds no, that if we see somebody on the stage, we are going to make assumptions regarding their status, both for the purpose of lineage and for the purpose of Meiser. In other words, we're going to assume that anybody who's on the stage is a Levi, and we're going to start giving them Meiser, and we're going to treat them as Jewish people, and therefore we have to make sure that anybody who's on stage is really a legitimate Levi. But according to the Mandi Amar, it says that they were Yisraelim Yuchasim, he has a split sheet. If we see somebody up on the stage, we're going to assume that they're full-fledged Jews. So therefore, you have to be sure not to put an Eved up there, because we're going to make assumptions about their lineage. We're not going to assume that they're Levim. Nobody's going to give a guy Meiser simply because we saw him on stage. Therefore, they don't have to be Levim, but they have to be full-fledged Jewish people. That's the way we explain that middle shita. Okay, says the Gemara, Navaitar at the two dots. Tanu Rabbanan. So we learn as follows. Hashir ma'akev esa karban. The shir that accompanies the nesachim is ma'akev the carbon. What does it mean that it's ma'akev the carbon? So again, that Rav Tosfa says that, so let's just see what Tosfa says. Tosfa says, Dibra Maskal Hashir, it's the second one on the page. Hashir ma'akev a carbon, kasha da Hashir b'shas nisach, va nisach e ma'akev nesa carbon. How can we say that the shira is ma'akev the karban. The shira is performed when the nisach, when the nisachim, when the accompaniments to the karban are poured on the mizbeach. But the accompaniments to the karban themselves, the nisachim to the karban, are not poured on the mizbeach at the time that the karban is brought. So if the shira accompanies the nisachim, and the nisachim come after the karban's brought on the mizbeach, how in the world can the shir be ma'akev the karban itself? It doesn't make sense. Why? And Tosva says, the other may be zivcho ayom v'nisachim ikan adar bar yamim, because a person can check the karban on a certain day and can even bring the nisachim 4 days later. V'nira lefaresh shir ma'akev is a karban haynu nisuch. She'im ein shira ein nisuch. When we say that the shir is ma'akev the karban, we don't only mean it's ma'akev the shechita, we mean that it's ma'akev the nisachim. That you have to bring the nisachim with a karban. If you have shira, you could bring the nisachim. If you don't have shira, you can't bring the nisachim. But because you have to bring the nisachim with a karban, we're sort of A plus B, and B plus C, if A equals B and B equals C, we're saying sort of that A equals C. So that's where we're sort of making that little leap here. But we see the sheet over here in the braisa. Shir makiv is a karban divra rameir. Rameir says that the shir is makiv the karban, i.e. the nisachim. The chachamim mom remain a makiv. The chachamim say, no, it's not makiv. Says the Gemara, my time at the Rav Meir. What's the reason for Rav Meir Shita? The Amar Kra, because it says in Pasuk, Vetnas Halavim Nisunim La'aron Nilavanov, Mitoch B'nei Yisrael, Ulechaper Al B'nei Yisrael. So we draw a parallel between whatever the Levim are doing and the Kapara. Ma Kapara Ma Keves, Afshira Ma Keves. Just like Kapara is Ma'akev, it's an integral part, the Zrikas Adam is an integral part of the Avoda of the Karban. So too, whatever role the Levim play, i.e. the Shira, is an integral part of the Nesachim. Rabbanan, and what are the Rabbanan going to do with this? The Rabbanan said that the Shira is not Ma'akev. So who lead Dr. Rabbi Lezer? It's to teach us the other opinion of Rabbi Lezer, the other sheet of Rabbi Lezer. The Amar Rabbi Lezer, Ma'kapara biyom, af Shira biyom. It doesn't teach us that just like Kapara is Ma'akev, so too Shira is Ma'akev. It teaches us when during the day we have to say the Shira. Just like the Kapara, just like the Avoda of the Karban has to be done during the day, so too the Shira has to be done during the day if it's done. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the Shira is Ma'akev, just like the Kapara. Says the Gemara now, Vayter, first wide line at the two dots. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Minayin Le'ikar Shira Min HaTorah. How do we know a biblical source for Shira? Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, Visharta B'Shem Hashem Elokav, and it says, Visharta, you should sing in the name of Hashem. So, Ezu Shira Shebashem, what is Shira with the Shem? And Rashi explains, Shemas Kirim Bo Shem Shemayim. What type of Shira is there when you mention the Shem Shemayim? Hayomer Zeshira, it's singing songs with Hashem's name. Veyman Asiyas Kapayim, maybe it doesn't mean singing at all, maybe it means the Kohanim Duchening. So, Midichsiv, Lesharso Ulavar. From the fact that it says Lisharso Ulavarech Bishmo, two things that the Kohanim are doing. It's A, the service, and B, Ulavarech Bishmo, which is Nesias Kapayim, Michlal Debrichas Kohanim Lav Shirasu. It's Mashma that there are two separate things. There's Shira, Sharso, and there's Ulavarech Bishmo. So Sharso is a reference to the Shira. Ramazna Ramelcha, Ramazna gives a different source. So it says in the Tochacha. So Ezu Yavoda Shebesimcha Ubetov Levav. What is Avoda that is Besimcha and Tov Levav? Haviomer Zeshira. So we say that is Shira. Vema Divrei Torah. Maybe it's Divrei Torah, and the Pasuk is castigating us for not learning Torah. Dechsiv Pkudi Hashem Yesharim Mesamche Lev. It's also we see that Tov Levav, or this type of this type of gladdening of the heart, is also mentioned legabe divrei Torah. So mesamche leiv ikri tov lo ikri. Yeah, pkudi hashem yesharim divrei Torah are called mesamche leiv, but it's not called tov leivav. It's not called tov leivav, and therefore tov leivav is only a reference to shira. Veima bikurim, maybe it's bikurim. Dechsev v'samachta b'chol hatov, because bikurim are called tov. And says the Gemara, Tovikri, Tovlevav Loikri. No, it can't be a reference to Bikurim, because Bikurim may be called plain Tov, but they're not called Tovlevav. So Amar Rav Masna, says Rav Masna as follows. Minayin lebikurim shetunin shira. How do we know that bikurim require shira? At the time that you would bring bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, that you have to accompany them with shira. Sa'asya tov tov mehacha. So we have a parallel, because by bikurim it says tov, Over here it says Tov Levav. Tov Levav is a reference to Shira. And therefore, when you bring Bikurim, you have to have the Shira accompanying the Bikurim. Eini, it's not so. V'yomer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmanim Rav Yochanan Minayin she'enom Shira ela ala Yayin. We know that you're only allowed to say Shira ala Yayin. We say Shira when the Nesachim, which were Yayin, are poured on the Mizbeach. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, V'tomer lehem ha-gefen echadalti, I have withheld the gefen estirosh ha-mesameach elokim va-noshim. I've withheld the wine that gladdens God and men. Says the Gemara, what does this pasuk mean? If wine gladdens men, what impact does wine possibly have on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, what it means is that we only say Shira in the presence of wine. So the wine that the people are drinking, that's going to gladden the people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not made glad by the drinking of wine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made glad because what accompanies the wine is the Shira. But what we see is that you only say Shira ala Yayin. So if you only say Shira ala Yayin, how is it that when you bring Bikurim, you have to say Shira? Because Bikurim are brought of the first fruits. They're not brought with wine. Says the Gemara, Mishkachas la kedetani Rav Yosi, priyata mevi, viyata mevi mashkin, that you're allowed to bring peros for Bikurim, you're not allowed to bring liquid for Bikurim. So again, the question presents itself again. How is it that you're able to sing the Shira when you bring Bikurim? Because Shira is only sung with wine, when accompanied by wine. Bikurim have to take the form of peros and not liquid. Says the Gemara, Hevi anovim v'darchan minayin. Ay, how do I know that I could bring anovim, I could bring grapes to the Beis HaMikdash as my Bikurim, and I can make my wine, sort of homemade wine, in the Beis HaMikdash? Tamalomar Tavi. It says Tavi, and that means that says Tavi Ma'artzucha Mikol Makom, Rashi says, that it could come from any place. Ah, so how would I have Shira accompanying Bikurim if I can't bring Bikurim of wine? Because I could bring Bikurim of grapes and turn them into wine. And once I turn them into wine, I sing Shira when I'm bringing those Bikurim. Okay, another source for Shira Midah Raisa. Chizkiah Amar Me'acha. Chizkiah says that we learn it from the following. V'chananyahu sar halavim yasur b'masa. Ki maven hu. It says yasur b'masa. Yasur b'masa. Al tikre yasur ela yashir. So again, we have a pasuk, and this pasuk is in Divrei Hayamim, and it's teaching me yashir b'masa, that they sing at the time they're doing their avoda. Bilvati, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Mehacha. Bilvati says in the name of Rav Yochanan that the source is the following. La'avod avodas avoda. It says la'avod avodas avoda. It's a weird lashon. It's a double lashon. What does it mean, avodas avoda? Eze avoda shetzricha avoda. What is avoda that requires another avoda? Haviomer zu shira. So we say that is shira because shira itself is an avoda of the Levium, but it requires another avoda because shira accompanies the karban. So you're only saying the Shira when you're bringing the karban. And here's another reference in the Torah to Shira. Says the Gemara Vayter of Yitzchak Kamar Miyacha, Su Zimra, raise up your clay zemer, snu tof, and take the drum. Kinar Noem im Novel, the Kinar with the Novel. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Kamar Miyacha, Yisu Kolom, Yaronu Begon Hashem, Tzalu Mayim. It roars greater than the water. But again, we have references in the Navi over here to people raising up their voice in song, and these are references to Shira, obviously. Betana Maisi Lamihacha, and the Tana learns it out from the following. Ulevnei Kahos Lo Nosan, and to the Vnei Kahos, he didn't give wagons to transport the Mishkan. Why? It says Ulevnei Kahos Lo Nosan Ki Avodas Hakodesh Aleihem Bakosef Yisov. So mimashma shenemar bakosef eni yodea sheyiso. It's a weird lashon. Bakosef yiso, he's asked to carry it on his shoulder. So what does it mean? So when we say bakosef, that they're carrying something on their shoulder, obviously, what are you doing when you place something on your shoulder? You're obviously carrying it. So why the very descriptive, almost double lashon of bakosef yiso? Doesn't really make sense. So says the Gemara, Matam alomar yiso, ain yiso elaloshan shira. Ah, yiso is not a lashon of carrying. It's like, as we just saw the pasuk, su zimra. It's a lashon of singing. Savachenu omer su zimra usnu tof. The omer yisu kolom yaronu. It's a raising up your voice in song is what we mean when we say bakasif yiso. We're not talking to physical carrying of objects. Okay, so says the Gemara Navaiter, last line, Chananya Menachi Rabbi Shua Amar Mehacha, Moshe Yedaber Velokim Ya'anenu Bekol. It says in the Pasuk, Moshe Yedaber and Hashem answers Bekol, Al Iske Kol. It's on the Iske Kol, because of the Kol, because of the songs that the Levim sing, that stimulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response. Ravashi Amar Mehacha, Ravashi says as follows, V'haya Ke'echad L'machatzrim, L'machatzatzrim U'lemeshorerim. And it'll be to one of the mechatzatzrim, to the people who are blowing the chatzotzros, and the mishorerim, the people who are singing, lashmia kol echa, that they have to sing, and they have to basically present their voice in unison. Rav Yonah sanamar mehacha, v'lo yamusu gam heim gam atem. That it says in the pasuk that so that both they, meaning the Leviim, gam atem, and the Kohanim, shouldn't die. So ma'atem ba'avodas mizbeach, and that means that if a zor does the avoda, or if somebody does the avoda that's not required and that is not demanded of them, then they're going to meet their demise. So ma'atem ba'avodas mizbeach, just like the kohanim do an avodas mizbeach, they have to obviously bring the korban and do all the avodas of the korbanos. Afheim ba'avodas mizbeach, also the Leviim are doing an avodas mizbeach, and what's the avodas mizbeach that the Leviim are doing? They're singing at the time the nesachim are brought. Tani nami alki v'lo yimusu gam heim gam atem. Atem b'shelahem v'heim b'shelachem b'misa. If you do their avoda, in other words, if you, the Kohanim, do the avoda of the Leviim, or if the Leviim do the avoda of the Kohanim, then they get misa. Heim b'shelahem ein b'misa. If they do their avoda, there is no death penalty. Of course, if they do their avoda, there's no death penalty. They're supposed to do their avoda. What this means is that there were two types of avoda that the Leviim had to do. There were the Mishorerim and there were the Mishoarim. So there were Leviim who were in charge of singing, and there were Leviim who were in charge of opening and closing all of the gates, and also doing Shmira, some point out at night. So what it means is that if you have a Levi who was designated as a singer, but instead of singing, he wanted to man the gates, then, or if vice versa, if you had a Leviim who was supposed to be manning the gate, but instead of manning the gate, he wanted to sing, they don't get Misa for that. That's what it means. That Heim B'Shalahem Eino B'Misa. Ela Ba'Azara. But there is an Azara that you're supposed to do only that Avoda that you are designated to do. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Naktinan, we learn, Mishorer Shashir B'Shal Chavero B'Misa, that if you have a Mishorer, who instead of doing the Shira, does the gatekeeping duty of his friend, he is in fact Chayav Misa. Shenemar, V'achonu Levnei HaMishkan Kedma, Levnei Ol Moed, V'azor HaKorev Yumas. And it says in this connection, it says in this context, V'azor HaKorev Yumas. So my Zor, what does it mean, a Zor? Ilem Azor Mamish, if it really means a Zor, like a non-Levi, Haksiv Chadazim, it already says that previous that of Azara Korev Yuma. So of course a Zor is not allowed to do the Avoda. Elalav Zor Dioso Avoda. As Elamai, what does it mean? Vazara Korev Yumas. It means that the Leviim, even though they're all Leviim and they're all of the same lineage, there are certain jobs that each Levi is designated to do. And a Levi has to be very careful to do only his designated job, not the other job that the Leviim have. Okay, says the Gemara, you just told me that if the Levi does the job of another Levi, that if the Levi is designated as a singer, and instead he does the gatekeeping or vice versa, he gets Misa. That's what we just said. But frek the Gemara, meisve mishorer shashier, if we have a mishorer that does the gatekeeping, umishorer shashorer, or a gatekeeper that does the singing, ena b'misa ela b'azara. There is no death penalty, but there is a lav. for violating it. So how could you tell me that they get the death penalty? We see over here a brisa that there is no death penalty. So Tanya, so Tanayi, so it's a machlokas Tanoim. Tanya, Maisa Rabbi Yeshua Rav Chananya. There was a Maisa with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Shaholach the Sayeya ba'gafas glossos. That he went to assist with the closing of the doors. Eitzel Rav Yochanan ben Gudgada. So Amar lo, so he said, Beni chazor lacharecha, you better stop. Don't come and try to assist with the closing of the door. Shatem min ha-meshorerim velo min ha-meshorerim. Because you are among the Levium whose job it is to sing, and not among the Levium whose job it is to do the gatekeeping. So my love, welcome if Ligis. Aren't they arguing as follows? The Mar Savar Misi, Vegazra Barabanan. One Mandiamar held that if the penalty for doing the gatekeeping, if you're really a singer, is with death. And therefore, the Gazru Bei Rabbanan, and therefore the Rabbanan were Gozer, that because you get the death penalty for actually doing the different avoda, we're going to be Gozer that you can't even be Misayeya in the avoda. You can't even assist in the avoda because we're so afraid that you're going to come do the avoda yourself. And if you were to, God forbid, do that avoda yourself, you would be Chayev Misa. Umar Savar Azarei V'lo Gozer Bei. And why did initially Rabbi Shua Bar Chananya try to assist with the avoda? Because he held that there was no chiyuv misa, there was only an azhara to begin with, and therefore they were not going to be gozer misayeya to a Levi who actually tries to do the wrong avoda. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the right way to learn it. The Kuli Alma Azhari. Everybody holds that it is only an Azhara, that there's only a Lav, there is no Chiyav Misa among the Levium if they do the different avoda. Mar Savar Misayeh Gazru Bei Rabbanan. Umar Savar Lo Gazru Bei Rabbanan. It's just everybody agrees it's an Azhara. The question is, was a Misayeya included in the Gezerah? So says the Gemara now, Vayter. So now we're going to get into whether an Olas Nedava Shel Tzibur requires Shidra. I should just mention that the Gemara keeps talking about these two avodas. There's the avoda of Shira and the avoda of the gatekeeping. There's also the avoda of Mishmar. There's also the avoda of just watching. The Levium were the watch people in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash. Make sure everything was okay. And there is a machlokes whether if you were a watchman, are you allowed to do any of these other avodos? That there are some who say that the reason that you're not allowed to do the other avoda is because it's going to distract you and detract your attention from doing the avoda that you're supposed to be doing. But if it turns out that Shira is only done during the day, because the Shira accompanies the Nesachim are only brought during the day, and the Mishmar and the Shimur is done only at night, maybe they wouldn't distract your attention by doing both of them because you're doing them at different times. So maybe there would not be a problem. Whereas others say, no, there is a problem. The point is that you are designated only to do one thing. And if there's any crossover, even if it doesn't necessarily interfere with your ability to perform the avoda, it is not going to be acceptable. Okay, says the Gemara now Vayter. So boy Ravi Yavin, Olas Nidvas Tzibur. So if we have an Olas Nidvas Tzibur, so what does that mean? Says Rashi, about a third of the way down, Olas Nidvas Tzibur could go in Kitsa Mizbeach, like the dessert of the Mizbeach, Chaba min HaShafara, Shenosnim Be'mos, Moser Chatas, Moser Asham, that whenever somebody has to buy a Chatas or an Asham, if they contribute more money than is necessary to buy the Karban, the overage goes into these collection boxes that they would have, and then periodically they would buy Karbanos with the leftover money in the collection boxes, and they would bring Olos on the Mizbeach just so that, it's called Ketz HaMizbeach, the dessert of the Mizbeach, just so that there's always a Karban being brought on the Mizbeach. So, and Tosfos points out that, like Rashi had said, that it's Olatz Ketz, Aval D'Yachid, Afilu Chavoso, Ein Tuna Nesachim. However, by an Olas Yachid, there's no question that there is no Shira, because we had said that Shira accompanies Nesachim, and there are no Nesachim by an Olas Yachid. By an Olas Sibur, where there are Nesachim, with an Olas Sibur of Achiyav, for example, the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, there is going to be a chiyuv. The question is, what if there's an olas sibur that's brought as an adava? Does it require shira or not? So, tuna shira, ain't a tuna shira. Says the Gemara, Olo Seichem Amrachmana. Well, let's see. It says in the Pasuk, Olo Seichem. Eskatem Bachatzotros Al Olo Seichem Val Zivere Shamechem. So it says Olo Seichem Amrachmana. It's plural. Echas Olas Chova, Vechas Olas Nedava. So that would imply that you have to sing Shira, whether you're bringing in Olas Chova, whether you're bringing in Olas Nedava Shal Tzibur. Odilma, no, or maybe Olo Seichem Dekulu Yisrael. Maybe it means only the olos that belong to all of Klal Yisrael. What does it mean, the olos that belong to all of Klal Yisrael? In other words, maybe it means only the olos which were brought from the proceeds of the Machzis HaShekel, where it's as if all of the Bnei Yisrael have a shutfus in it. However, that comes to exclude the olos of the Kitzah Mizbeach, because the olos of the Kitzah Mizbeach, which were brought from the leftover money that was in the shofaros. It was left over if an individual pledged the chatas or an asham, and there was money left over, that leftover money would go into the shofar, and from there you would buy the olos l'kitzah mizbeach. That's not communal funds. Those are funds that were initially contributed by an individual. So maybe it's only by an ola d'kul Yisrael that requires shira kamarachmana. Says the Gemara, Tashma. Beyomer Chizkiyo, and Chizkiyo asked, Lahalo sa'ola, to raise up the ola, Bal heichel ola, heichel shira Hashem, and before he started bringing the ola, he started with the shira, u'b'chatzosrot al yedei kli, dove melech Yisrael, and okay, good, so that's what it says in the Pasuk. Sa'ai shira maya vidite, so what shira are we talking about here with Chizkiyo? So ilem adolas chova, and it says also a weird lashon in the Pasuk, Chizkiyo asked, whether this carbon requires shira. So what type of carbon are we talking about? Ilim ad olas chova, if we're talking about an olas chova, which is a regular, let's say, tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bein arbayim, lama lilim luche, why in the world was he asking? It's pashat, an olas chova shel tzibur requires shira. El alav de olas nedava. So elamai, it was an olas nedava, it was an olas nedava of tzibur, and he was asking, and we see that he did the shira. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, lo olas rosh chodesh ave. It was olas rosh chodesh. V'kami boile. Now he wasn't asking, do you have to do shira by an olas rosh chodesh? Obviously you have to do shira by an olas rosh chodesh. What he was asking was, is it really rosh chodesh? So mi hukva rosh chodesh bezmano delikriv alo. So what he was asking was, I know that if it's rosh chodesh and if this is olas rosh chodesh, that I gotta sing shira. The question is it really rosh chodesh today? Says the Gemara, Amar le Abaye, mima tzasamra sachi. Can we actually say that vaksiv? But it says in the pasuk about this episode, beyom shisha asar lechodesh arishon. It was on the 16th day of the month. So he was bringing the olas rosh chodesh on the 16th day of the month, and he was concerned whether they made rosh chodesh at the proper time. What in the world does that mean? Says the Gemara. The Yomer Chizkiyah says, "Biyom Shishar Salachodesh Arishon." The Yomer Chizkiyah, the Halos Ola, says, "Ella Amar Rami Berei the Rav Yeva Keves Abayim Omer Kemi Boy." He was asking about the Keves that is brought along with the Korban Omer on the 16th day of Nisan, which is an Olas Chova. Rashi points out. So says the Gemara, well, if that's true, and he was asking, Kamiboilu, he was asking, Mi kavar rosh chodesh bezmanu delik rivalo. So he says, we're now prepared to bring the keves that's going to come with the Omer on the 16th day of Nisan, on the second day of Pesach. And what I want to know, before I sing Shira, accompanying this keves, accompanying this Ola, is whether Rosh Chodesh was Hukva Bizman, and therefore whether it's really the 16th day of Nisan. Says the Gemara, that's what the guy was worried about, whether he could sing Shira. So Maskevlor Avavia, Velichse, Pesach Hechiyavid, Matzah Hechiyachel. They were celebrating the Yom Tov of Pesach. They were not eating chametz, they were eating matzah, they were bringing the Korban Pesach. So obviously they were confident that it was Rosh Chodesh in the right time, and he knew what day it was. So what was his question, whether he has to sing Shira? Says the Gemara, Ela Amar Ravashi, Midi Davi, Ashlich Litzibur de Mimlech. Oh, no, it doesn't mean that he was really misupuk. He obviously knew that it was the proper time to bring the Karban, and he obviously knew that this Karban required Shira. He was doing it at a Derech Eretz, like a Shliach Tzibur. Before the Shliach Tzibur takes the Amud, he asks Rishus if he could take the Amud. So, but it's not that he didn't know the Halacha. It's not that he didn't know what to do. Says the Gemara, well, Hashem Sasi Slachi, Afilu Tei Melas Chova, Midi Davi Shlich Litzibur de Mimlech. Okay, but if we're going to say that he was just asking out of courtesy, in other words, it was form, but he didn't really have a suffix, we don't have to come on to the fact that it was the Ola that was brought on the 16th day of Nisan. Could be it was a regular Olas Tzibur that was a Chova. Why was he asking? It was obvious that it requires Shira. He was asking out of Derech Eretz. So that's so very, very plain and simple. Says the Gemara now, second wide line. Tashma. Rav Yossi Omer Megalgelin's Chus Liyom Zakai. We are Megalgel's Chus for a Yom Zakai. In other words, if there's a day that a good thing happened on, it's an omen that more good things are going to happen. As we know, Chazal tell us, Benisa Nigalu, Benisan Asidin Li Goel, because Megalgelin's Chus Liyom Zakai. Vechova Liyom Chayev. And also we're Megalgel Chov on a Yom Chayev. And the Gemara is eventually going to talk about Tisha B'Av and the destruction of the Batei Mikdash. So Amru, so we're going to get a little taste of it now. When the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, it was on Tisha B'Av. Umatzoi Shabbos Haya, it was on a Sunday. Umatzoi Shviyas Haya, it was the year after the Shemitah year. Umishmaraso Shal Yoriv Haya, it was the Mishmar of Yoriv HaKohen. Vaya Kohanim V'Leviyim Omdim Al Duchanim, and the Kohanim and Leviyim were on their station. V'yomrim Shira, they were singing Shira. Ma Shira Amru, and what Shira did they say? So it turns out they were saying the Shira that we say on Wednesday. Vayeshav aleihem es onam uveratzam yatzmi seim. It says uveratzam, and because of their evilness, Hashem cut them off. And they didn't have time to complete the pasuk that says Yatzmisim Hashem Elokeinu ad shebo oivim v'kivshum, until the enemies came and they captured them. And so too it was with the second base of Mikdash. Same set of circumstances, same mishmar, same day, same year, same shira. So says the Gemara, Hai Shira Maya Vitate, what in the world were they doing singing the Shira? Ilei Medolas Chova, if you're going to say that they were singing Shira because it was accompanying an Olas Chova, Mihavia, did they even have an Olas Chova? We know that B'yad Zayin B'tamas, Batala Tamid, there was already no Karban Tamid from Shivasar B'tamas. So Elalav Dolas Nedava, Elamai, they must have been bringing an Olas Nedava Shal Tzibur, and isn't this a raya that an Olas Nedava Shal Tzibur requires Shira? The reason that they didn't bring the Olas Chova is because from Shivasar B'tamas and on, they didn't let animals into Yerushalayim. So they didn't have animals in order to bring the Olas Chova. How was it that they had an animal to bring the Olas Nedava? Says the Gemara, Holo Kasha, Ben Bakarak Roy B'Almo Dis Ramilu. They found a calf. So the calf is not fit for the Olas Chova, it's not fit for the Tamat Shal Shachar, Tamat Shal Bein Arbayim, but it's fit to bring an Olas Nedava. So Amar Rava V'Yisema Ravashi V'Tizbara, Shira, let's back up. Shira D'Yoma, the Shir of Sunday, because we said it was a Sunday, is La Shema Aratzimaloa. That's the Shir of Hashem Aratzimaloa. So it's L'Dovin Mizmar. V'Yashav Aleim Es Onam B'Shir Darbra B'Shabbos Hu. They were singing the Shir of Wednesday. What were they doing? So Ela Aili B'Alma U'Denafa Lu B'Pumayu. No, it was just a dirge that they were singing. They weren't singing a Shira because it was accompanying a carbon or because it was the right shira for the day. It wasn't. They were stam singing a dirge. Iva omdim al duchanan k'tani, but it says that they were omdim al duchanan, which is mashma that they were doing a mitzvah. So could the Rish Lakish, the Omer Shalom al karban? No, they hold like Rish Lakish, who said that the Leviim could sing stam even when it's not accompanying a karban. Iachi bolas nedava nami. Well, if they're allowed to sing stam, so why aren't they allowed to sing when you bring an olas nedava? Of course they should be allowed to sing when you bring an olas nedava. Says the Gemara, Lema Nafik Mine Chorva. No, because that's going to be a big problem. Because singing Stam is an elective. It's not a requirement. So if we said that you should sing when you bring an Olas Nedava, they would sing, that's also an elective. And when I bring an Olas Chova, it's also elective. It's not obligatory. But no, when you bring an Olas Chova, it is obligatory. So my Havi Allah, what's the bottom line here? Tashma, Detani Rav Mori, B'rid Rav Kana, Alolosechem, Alzivchei Shalmechem, Ma Ola Kodesh Kadashim, just like an Olas is Kodesh Kadashim, it always is, it's Kula Kalil, Af Shlomim Kodesh Kadashim, also the Shlomim that we're talking about is Kodesh Kadashim, Umashlamim Kavu Lem Zman, Af Ola Kavu Lem Zman. And just like a Shlamim is Kavu Lem Zman, it's also the Ola that we're talking about that requires Shira is an Ola which is Kavu Lem Zman, meaning only an Olas Chova, not by an Olas Nedava. And even though, true, you're allowed to sing in the absence of any Karban, you're not allowed to sing when you bring an Olas Nedava, because we're afraid if we assume that it's an elective to sing when you're bringing an Olas Nedava, we might assume it's also optional to sing when you're bringing an Olas Chova. That's going to be a big problem. Okay, so we'll pick up from the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph tomorrow.